Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. 642. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Now offering car loan rates as low as 1.9% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Well, Ace Showbiz reports that from not to hot star Mama June Shannon is choosing to stay with her troubled boyfriend, Gino Doak, instead of being a mother to her daughter, Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson. Now, according to TMZ, June's family recently offered to give her back custody of Alana as long as she dumps the guy and goes to rehab for drugs.
Okay.
But June is allegedly refusing, choosing Gino instead of her own flesh and blood.
So he's not a great influence, obviously, on her.
No. I mean, this is the guy that, I don't know if you remember, I was telling you that he drove drunk home during the middle of the day and crashed into his garage and the neighbor caught it on video.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I mean, no, not a good influence, and I think that's where her drug problem began. So, kind of sad that she's choosing to be with him instead of her own daughter, who could really use her right now.
Yeah. DinasDirt.com.
The Good Place star, Jameela Jamil, she always talks about, body positivity and things like that. And
yeah.
She tends to take down the Kardashians a lot. Well, now she's going after Oprah Winfrey.
Whoa.
Yes.
You don't attack Oprah Winfrey over what?
Well, indirectly she is. She's taking aim at Weight Watchers, WW, Oprah's new company there. And they have this new Curbo app, which is supposed to be helpful to kids from 8 to 17 years old, helping them eat better. But she's saying this is going to make things worse for kids, because she says her own food obsession started when she was 11 and put on a diet for being the heaviest girl in her class. But she said, if you're worried about your kids, give them plenty of nutritious foods, make sure they get exercise, don't give them an app like this to have them obsess over it.
Again, it shouldn't be about losing weight, it should be about eating healthier.
Yeah, which I did take a quick look at the app, and it seems to have labels for foods like green, yellow, and red. So green are good foods, red are bad foods. But I don't know enough about it to really support one or the other.
Right. Anything about black and white foods like Ho-Hos.
And Oreos.
Always good.
Let me look into it. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, sad news for Shannon Doherty. The Beverly Hills 90210 star is mourning the loss of her beloved horse, Picasso. She put up a really emotional Instagram post the other day. Like, I almost cried reading it. It was just the saddest thing I read, because she was so in tune with this horse. Like, they had such a great relationship. They had told her, don't take this horse. Don't buy it. He's really hard to handle. But when she got him, it's like they had this mutual respect for each other.
Instant bond.
Wow. And so she had so many special moments with him. So to lose him was really hard for her. I mean, she's been through so much.
And they can live up to, I think, 30 years old. Horses have a pretty good long life.
Yeah.
Well, not this one, unfortunately.
No.
Yeah. But, what really kills me is that she couldn't get to him before he passed away. So that, like, breaks my heart, ultimately.
Sad.
Yeah.
DinasDirt.com.
Chrisley Knows Best star Todd and Julie Chrisley pleaded not guilty yesterday after turning themselves in for indictments of tax evasion, bank fraud, blah, 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 blah. The whole list goes on.
Who hasn't?
They still say they're innocent. They're out on $100,000 bond each. Meanwhile, their son Chase is also in financial trouble because he's got a tax lien over not paying some taxes. And just to do a little more digging, Kyle, their son, who's been estranged from the reality TV family, says he's been welcomed back by the family. And oh, by the way, all those claims I made about my dad not paying taxes a couple years ago, I was lying.
Oh,
what?
I'm a druggie, and that's why.
I would just hope that they could all take care of it on the same day, so it'd only be one ride to the courthouse.
That would be nice.
You know,
if I save
instead
money,
of like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, do it in bulk.
On their own, yeah.
I never watched Chrisley Knows Best, but it sure got interesting.
Yeah.
Might have to now with all this courtroom action. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, offering car loans for up to 7 years. So your payments are very low. For more details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Remember I was telling you Tyrese Gibson talking smack about the Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw opening last week, saying, you know, didn't do as well as the other movies. You should have never broken up the Fast and Furious family.
Right.
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson just kind of like brushed it off at first, but now he's still talking about it. Tyrese said $180 million global opening on Hobbs and Shaw is not a win. My respects, because he tried his best. Okay, that was enough to set him off. So The Rock writes back, thank you for making this an exciting first week. Number one movie and $333 million worldwide ain't too shabby. Mm. And remember, the best way to shut the mouth of a clown is to flex with success and a smile.
Wow. I'm surprised he even addressed
it, though.
Talking
about. Yeah. I know, but that's the thing. I think he just pushed him too far.
Yeah.
He definitely pushed The Rock's buttons, though, to get a reply out of him.
Yeah.
And anytime The Rock wants to flex, I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that.
DinaStirt.com.
John Mayer's had to take out a restraining order against a man who's been harassing him and threatening him online. Basically, he's saying that he knows other killers like Ted Bundy and Mark David Chapman.
What?
This is what this guy is saying.
Oh, that's scary.
So I don't know if he's saying that he's going to bring people like that after John. But he showed up to a place in North Carolina, knowing John would be there. And he's been harassing him for months now. So now John has had to hire a private investigator to find out more about this guy. And it turns out that he's been arrested numerous times for stalking. So he does have a temporary restraining order, looking for a permanent one on August 27th. And it sounds like, based on the evidence that his PI found, he should probably get it.
That's really creepy that a star would have to look over their shoulder all the time. Like, I would walk backwards on the street just to make sure no one was following me.
I don't know if that's going to help.
You just hire people for that.
That's right.
You hire people to walk backwards for you.
DinaStirt.com.
Andy Dick's alleged attacker has been arrested. We told you that Andy was attacked outside a nightclub in New Orleans. Now police say they have their suspect, a 46-year-old guy, booked on suspicion of second-degree battery and simple battery. We don't know if it was someone who was at Andy Dick's show or not, but I'm sure the details will be coming out very soon.
It's where there's a simple battery.
Simple battery.
Yeah. Like, I just think a battery would be a battery.
Be more complicated than that.
DinaStirt.com.
I don't know.
True.
Paris Hilton's ex, Chris Zilka, had a Paris tattoo on his arm. We told you about that a while back. It was Paris's name, but spelled with like Disney-like letters. And now that they've broken up, time to cover that up. So what did he do? He actually covered it up with a gorilla tattoo. Now we don't know if this is something like in reference of Paris, like if there's some way of, you know, connecting that to her, or simply he just wanted a gorilla. His friends are saying he just wanted a nice, peaceful animal and that the gorilla is his favorite. But he also covered up a lion in the meantime that he had on his arm, too, to make this tattoo. So I know what he has against Paris. I don't know what he has against the lion.
I was going to say, sticking with the Disney theme, you would think it would be a lion again over the other one. But he already had one he wants to get rid of.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he's got something against Lion King, maybe. I don't know.
Hmm. And isn't there a gorilla in the Jungle Book?
Oh, yeah,
maybe he likes that movie
true.
Better.
That's it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. Another round of Dina's Dirt at the 40 at 8:40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got auto loans now for up to 7 years. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Well, Liam Hemsworth has said that he's not saying anything more when it comes to his split from Miley Cyrus, simply wishing her health and happiness. That doesn't mean their friends won't talk. So according to TMZ, sources from Miley's side say they saw her try her very best to save her marriage, and that Liam's drug and alcohol use was ultimately what brought their relationship to an end.
Oh, so now we're slinging mud.
But Liam's sources have a different story. They say Liam couldn't keep up with Miley's social life, and that allegedly includes infidelity. Sources on Liam's side are also saying Miley's gone back to her wild days, whereas he just wants a normal, settled down life. Now, could there be truth to any of this? Could there? Miley and Liam have not contributed any thoughts on the rumors.
Well, good. That's good. They don't feed into it.
He said he wasn't going to say a word, so.
Yeah, because once you start that, you know the back and forth will continue for a long time.
Right.
Just keeps going.
DinaStirt.com.
Tiffany Haddish was on The Late Show promoting The Kitchen, which I've heard is actually a good movie. Didn't start out so great, but I've heard it's really good for people who saw it. And she talked about where she has gotten the best dating advice.
Okay.
Believe it or not, it was from John Mayer. the serial dater.
Oh my gosh, he so is.
Well, yeah,
he
really that's is. Good dating advice. Then. He knows how to date a lot.
So she said the advice he gave her was that if there's somebody that I like that's in the eye of the public, mm-hmm. that I should say in interviews that I'm seeing that person. Then the media will do a side by side of us,
yeah.
and then the guy will see it and he'll be like, "Oh, she's kind of cute," and that will attract him to me, or attract me to him. So Tiffany did it. She put it out there in the universe, and she said, "I've been seeing number 27 from the New York Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton." We're together. Jeez. He's 6'4", 250 pounds. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody to burp me. I just want him to pick me up.
To burp you? Taco Bell? What do you need a burp for?
That's a thing, I guess.
But no, maybe now Giancarlo will hit her up. I mean, I've tried to do the same thing with Channing Tatum. It has not worked. So good luck, Tiffany.
Keep trying.
I am. Dina's Dirt. Not giving up. Supermodel Ashley Graham announced that she and her husband, Justin Irvin, are expecting their first child. She announced the news on their 9th anniversary. She showed off her baby belly and she wrote on Instagram, 9 years ago today, I married the love of my life. Today, we are feeling so blessed, grateful, and excited to celebrate with our growing family.
And wait
so,
9 months.
Congratulations. Yes, 9 years.
Nine is the number.
Exactly.
DinasDirt.com.
Great.
And Game of Thrones actor Hafþór Bjornsson, he played Sir Gregor Clegane, the mountain on the show.
A little bit of a big guy.
Gotcha.
Gave his Game of Thrones co-star Ed Sheeran. Remember, Ed was in an episode. He counts as a co-star. A lift over the weekend.
Okay.
Literally, Ed was in Reykjavik last weekend to perform, and he posted a picture of Hafþór lifting him over his head and wrote, "When in Iceland." Now, Hafþór won the...
is that what they're supposed to do?
2018 World's Strongest Man competition. He said people are always asking him to pick them up, or the most popular request is squeeze their eyes out. If you watch the show, you know what that's all about.
Ed Sheeran has nice eyes, so I'm glad he didn't go with
that.
That's
true. But he said he does say no to pretty much everybody else, because if you lift one person, you've got to lift them all.
The whole crowd, yeah.
Yeah, but when it's Ed Sheeran, you oblige. Yeah, just don't drop him like the dead weights, though. You know, like, you know how they drop those weights in competition?
That's right, because it's straining so much.
Yeah, please don't drop Ed Sheeran like that.
Don't throw Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, we like him.
It's a new shot put competition.
Yep, Sheeran put.
That is your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.